I'm excited. How about you? Are you excited? Say yes. Yes. Grab a seat. Okay. We continue. You're learning some stuff?
Yeah.
It's really not that complicated. It really isn't. When you think about it, you make it tougher. You make it more complicated. You make it more challenging, primarily because you talk too much. So you have your prospect. Oh, where do I get a prospect? I need to set up a trade show booth. I need to set up a website. I need to send out flyers. Make a list of everybody you know. That's where you get your prospects. Get some hot leads. Start there. That's where you can build a fortune. Those are your prospects for which every single one of you can build a fortune. Every single picture that I showed you last night of all those people, and there are hundreds more that are making $5 million a year and more. Do you know virtually all of them personally sponsored less than 50 people? That's number one. And the people they sponsored came off their prospect list and people that they met in person. They didn't run ads, they didn't set up trade show booths, they didn't have the internet. That's how fortunes are built. So start there with a prospect. When you get your prospect, you need to get that prospect without prejudging. You need to get every prospect on that list, the success secrets they don't want you to know about CD, which means you need to have at least one. And you can start slow. You don't need 100 or 1,000. Yeah, if you can afford that and you want to build your business faster, then get more. And it also allows you to supply your downline and get things moving quicker. That is good. But if you can't, start with one. And you're either going to hand it to somebody or you're going to send it to somebody. If you hand it to somebody, you have to tell them and use the little phrase that we kind of rehearsed and say, hey, I listened to this. I found it very interesting. I'm not sure if you'll have any interest. But if I lend it to you, will you listen to it? That's it. Well, what's it all about? Well, it's about success. And just lend it to them. Hand it to them. When you hand it to them, if you're going to send it to somebody, call somebody up. Hey, say, hey, Ted, I listened to this CD I found pretty interesting about success. I'm not sure if you have any interest, but if I mail it to you, will you listen to it? Okay, I'll mail it to you. When you get it, let me know what you think. That's it. Hang up the phone. Done. Done. Simple. Now, at that point, you can actually make an appointment if you want to take it even a step further and saying, listen, I'm going to send this to you. I'm going to hand this to you. Let's set up an appointment where I can call you back and you can tell me if you have any interest. You can actually set up that appointment if you want. And that depends on the person. That depends on your relationship with the person if you want to be that formal. That really is an art there where you can make that decision. Then you call that person back and you basically want to find out two things. Did they listen to it? And if they did they have any interest? Hey, Ted, do you have a chance to listen to that CD? Yeah. What do you think? I mean, that's it. That's it. And do you have any interest in listening to the Your Wish Is Your Command CD series? Great. Great. Let me send you a copy, or what are you doing right now? I'll swing by and drop off a copy. And then you get that person the Your Wish Is Your Command CD set. When you give them the Your Wish Is Your Command CD set, now you're going to have to call them. You're going to have to call them after you've handed them or mailed them the Your Wish Is Your Command CD set. Remember, your beliefs are solid, your intention is fine, you understand the realities of the business. Many people that you give the Your Wish Is Your Command CD set are not going to even listen to it. They're going to listen to one CD or two and say, ah, it's garbage, it's crap. But guess what? That's called pre-qualifying that person. They're not ready yet. Because somebody says, the first CD, the second CD, blah, 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 blah. How many people here listen to the Your Wish Is Your Command CD set? Okay. Well, guess what? There's a lot of people that listen to the entire series and loved it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Am I right? That's who you want in. You want you. You don't want the loser over there who always bitches, whines, and complains about everything and finds something wrong with everything. Don't let the tail wag the dog. Some of you will get that tomorrow. So now you're going to have to call the person that you gave the Your Wish Is Your Command. First question. If I hand you the Your Wish Is Your Command, if I mail you Your Wish Is Your Command, when do I call? When do I call that person?